All right, it's going. So,
hey guys, welcome back to No Filter. I'm Brittany. Of course, I'm here with Mr. Grumpy Pants.
Not really. You should have heard the chewing out I got off there. I'm just joking.
First of all,
I was joking.
You trying to reclaim your title. Like, you not Mr. Grumpy Pants are trying to make me be grumpy.
I'm not making you be anything.
Yeah, you are. Anyways, so how was your week?
It wasn't the best, but you know, we got to deal with it. That's all I can say. You got to deal with the shit. I mean,
what happened?
I'm not gonna say what happened, but
Antoine got to turn himself in.
To where?
He's going to jail. You might as well tell everybody. I'm just joking.
Yeah, that's not having nothing to joke about.
People probably was like, "Oh my god, what?"
Yeah, no joke.
No, it's nothing that serious. My week has been, I've been very tired. Lots and lots of appointments.
Lots of appointments, keeping on the schedule, getting everything done when they're supposed to get done.
Then I started a new job, so I had to do orientation for that online.
So, meaning you stayed at home, you didn't have to go anywhere.
Well, I was falling asleep at the chair, and that chair is uncomfortable sitting in there for that long. My ass was out. Then one of the kids came in and was like, Mom. I was like, what? She was like, what are you watching? I was like, nothing. I did want to do a recap from last week's episode.
Yeah, sorry we're late.
Huh?
So I said, yeah, recap. Sorry we're late. You know, you got to recap.
Are we late?
A little bit.
Okay. I mean, it's still two podcasts a month. It just didn't come bi-weekly.
Yeah, I mean.
So, technically, we're not late.
I guess. I mean, it was supposed to be out last week, not this week.
Anyways, I did want to do a recap of last week's episode's discussion letter. So, you know, we did the discussion letter about the girl who was dating the guy who was a lot younger than her, and he worked at her job. Him and his girlfriend worked at her job, and she was pretty pissed off about him having a girlfriend, but she didn't care.
Right, that was stupid. She was mad about it, but didn't care that it was a thing.
Well, because she said he spent most of the time with her anyways, but...
So that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, according to her. But she said that it wasn't a relationship, it was more like a trauma bond. So when we were reading it, we were like, what the fuck is a trauma bond? So I guess it's actually a real thing. Raven, who is our unofficial fact checker of the show...
Basically, know it all. We didn't ask for this.
Shut up. I mean, it was interesting. Like, she told us it was very interesting because I didn't know it was a real thing. I thought she was just trying to be funny. When she said trauma bond, I was like, oh.
Honestly, I was so lit that episode when she sent the text message. I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about? I didn't know what she was talking about for a minute. Like, I went back to it and like, oh. That's what she's talking about.
I was talking about the person who wrote the letter when they wrote trauma bond. I thought they were just trying to make a joke.
Oh.
I didn't know it was real.
Like, yeah, real me thing. Too. I didn't think it was a real thing. Yeah. I know what you mean.
So I did look it up. So I do want to read this. So listen up, because you might be in a trauma bond and not even know it. So it says, imagine you're with a partner who's abusive. They're degrading you verbally and mentally, always gaslighting you into doubting your own thoughts, and even using violence or threatening you to scare you. Yet you feel the need to stay with them. You feel bad for them. They had a rough childhood, or they're dealing with something, a mental illness or an addiction, and they promise to change. What you feel may not be sympathy, but more so what experts in the domestic violence field refer to as trauma bonding. It's a very common thing for victims of abuse to find themselves trapped with an abuser because of this. Trauma bonding is a type of attachment that one can feel towards someone who is causing them trauma. It brings with it not only feelings of sympathy, compassion, and love, but also confusion. It can become a cycle. It can become a cycle of, if I'm loved, I'm abused. It's my fault and I need to make it better. Many don't even make the connection that they're being abused. This information came from a licensed mental health counselor, Stephanie Giuliano, and I got the information from domesticshelters.org. So if you want to read more about that, domesticshelters.org is where I got it. And what do you think about the whole thing? Like you said, have you ever been in that situation? Do you think you've ever been like in a trauma bonding relationship at all?
I mean, I think we got something to talk about. Obviously, oh, I'm just joking. But no, I don't really, I don't think I've been in that situation.
I feel like maybe in my early years, I probably was. I don't think I was being abused, but I definitely feel like I was making excuses for, the person I was in a relationship's behavior. And I would always take it back to, his mom treated him fucked up and his dad wasn't around and that's how he acts the way. He's never been properly loved, so I had to.
What made you, think of that? Like, what made you come to that conclusion?
Because the stuff he told me. I feel like, just looking back on it, because that was, one of my first serious relationships. And I think that it was, I was always trying to figure out what he was thinking. Or, just me now as an, older, thinking back on it, I'm like, what the fuck? because that was red flags all over it. But I just was like, he had a rough childhood and that's why he acts the way he acts. And I can deal with that. But I don't know. I think that's part of being young too, is you accept things.
I guess I don't think I really fell into that like that. Yeah. I don't think no. Cause I really had that too serious.
I was more like, well, he tries, if my mom would be like, well, he ain't got no job. Why you? Well, he tries. He's looking that type of thing. He's looking that type of thing. I don't know if that would be considered a trauma, because I don't feel like I was being abused, but I definitely feel like I was might have been being toyed with mentally. Because honestly, looking back,
it technically could be a manipulation type thing.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Hell yeah. I feel like he had mental health issues that he didn't have no idea about, and same thing with me. I had mental health issues and didn't think nothing of it. So it was together we were just oh, let me help you. It was we was kind of
oh my god, why did you make that face?
We was kind of codependent on each other. I don't know, but I mean, just looking bad, that's one of the things. But who knows? Anything else you want to add to this?
We know. Anything else? No, I don't have anything else to add to that. Okay.
Yeah. Super Bowl halftime show.
Just the halftime show? Media. I can't talk about the game? No.
I guess you can briefly touch on the game. Hurry up.
It wasn't nothing. It was a good game. It wasn't a blowout. It wasn't lopsided. It was kind of almost neck and neck until the end, pretty much. By the fourth quarter, you pretty much knew, what it was going to be. Closer to the end of the fourth, but it was one of those. It was a good football game.
I've seen a lot of people up there.
It's Super Bowl. You're gonna see a lot of people.
What'd you think about the commercials?
I didn't like them. I can't. Not one really sticks out except
the
LeBron commercial, and that was so short.
The that Cheetos commercial was funny. They was, I feel like they was singing some song. The girl was in a tree in the rainforest, I think.
Oh, that okay, that was that. Okay.
That one was funny.
That one looked like they spent a little money on it.
And then fucking Dennis Rodman was popping up in all the commercials.
He was in a few commercials.
He was in a lot of them, like in the background too, in a lot of them.
Okay, maybe I didn't look, but I seen there was a couple he was in.
I seen him in at least 5 commercials. Like, it was like a couple insurance ones where he was like in the background, he had like a one line, but then it was like a couple of them where he was like in the forefront. What'd you think about the halftime show?
I liked it. It was good.
I liked it too.
The one thing that's getting on my nerves though is people saying it was the greatest halftime show of all time. When it's like, when somebody said that to me, I'm like, I was a baby when the Michael Jackson
I was getting ready to say, people need to chill.
I'm just saying, I was a baby when the Michael Jackson halftime show came out, and I still know that shit. Yeah. Like, it was just something that was always played.
Listen.
The Michael Jackson halftime
show. The thing where they sat up there and said that it was the greatest halftime show, I was like, it was good. But let's not forget, Michael Jackson went from scoreboard to fucking scoreboard, even though obviously it was a stunt.
I know. I still think that was Michael Jackson.
Greatly thought out. It's fucking Michael Jackson.
I still think it was Michael Jackson. I don't think it was a stunt. That was him on the one side.
I feel like
him
I believe he's side, capable.
Him
I feel
on the
like,
other side, and then him just popping up in the middle. I'm like, the fuck?
I definitely feel like he's capable of doing that. At that time, I feel like he had the money. He was probably capable of doing that.
Yeah, that's Michael Jackson. He was just disappearing. He was just disappearing and popping up. The kids actually think Michael Jackson is a myth.
Jordan does. They don't think he a myth. Jordan says, is Michael Jackson real? I was like, yeah, he was real. I had to tell him that he died. And she was like, did he die in the 50s? I'm like, no. I'm like, he just died a few years ago. And then Jordan goes, is Michael Jackson a stranger?
Like, speaking of that 50s comment, like, I had to explain something. First of all, I made an unnecessary purchase when I bought the little strip lights to go in the back of your flash screen.
Does that have to do with strip. Michael Jackson?
No, it's talking about us being older, stuff our kids would do. And basically, I was watching a music video, so the lights was going with the music, and the kids was looking at this video. Oh, the kids was looking at this video. I was like, what is this? Like, oh, it's a music video, you know, and they liked the song I was playing. I was like, oh, yeah. And then it's like, well, can we play it back? And I'm like, no. Like, this ain't YouTube. Like, you got to watch what's there. I was like, I used to do this.
Well, you could have rewinded the TV.
No, you could.
It was on cable, right?
No, it was on the internet channel. Like, one of those things on the TV. You know that music channel.
Long story short, you can rewind it.
Long story short, we wasn't able to rewind it. I'm telling you right now. Like,
what the okay.
fuck? Anyway, so we watching it. It's a hostile. And she was like, and I was like, yeah, like, we used to watch this all the time. Like, we used to just sit, and if they didn't play the music, the video you wanted to watch, and you had to wait to the next day. She was like, they both was like, what? I was like, yeah, so you couldn't go to YouTube and just type in. You just had to sit and watch it. And she's like, just sit there? What if it was something you didn't want to listen to? I mean, come on. And it's like, well, she was like, I didn't want to grow up in the 80s. I'm like, no, it wasn't the 80s. It was like the 2000s. She's like,
listen, are you sure? Baby, I had me a tape with my VCR when 106 and Bird came on, okay? The videos I wanted, I would record. And then after those got old, you know, like months later, I would record over it.
Yeah.
So I stayed with the tape and the VCR.
But that was
6
just
o'clock.
Funny.
It was time to go in the fucking house because 106 and Park was coming on. Especially, don't let fucking Bow Wow be on there or Nelly be a guest on there.
I guess.
Because everything's getting shut the fuck down.
But no, that's just funny to me that they think we so fucking old.
Yeah.
She's like, what, the 80s? I'm like, no, that wasn't the 80s, bro.
50 Cent made an appearance.
That was a surprise appearance. Like,
I guess.
You guess
what? It was nice. I like that he had on the G-Unit tank top.
My whole thing
is very, it's got nostalgic.
Yeah, the dumbest thing is him having that big-ass chain on upside down, hitting himself in the face with the 50 chain.
Well, I mean, he was doing reincarnate in the video.
He didn't wear a chain in the video. That was a mistake.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It was just him, like, it's coming down. And I don't even think he really was hanging upside down in the video, like, where he was really hanging upside down. And
No. He might have been hanging up because he was really fit back then.
He was fit.
Well, he's fit now, but he was more fit back. Because I looked back in the video and he looked skinny in the video compared to now.
I mean, honestly,
they was calling him fast.
I would want to look like that nigga now.
Yeah, he still looks good, but compared to how he used to look, it's like.
I mean, he what, like, but 40, that's how they like 45.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That he's older and stuff like that. So, but I think he still looks good. I enjoyed Kendrick Lamar. I enjoyed his performance.
One thing that's weird is, like, everybody that was performing, and Kendrick Lamar's was kind of, like, under the radar. Like, his wasn't really, like...
Yeah, I didn't even know he was going to be there.
Yeah, he was. He was one of the, like, attractions. Like, he was supposed to... One of the headlines. Like, his name was on the fucking...
He's been there before, right?
I don't think
so. I feel like he was there when Beyonce was there or something.
No, I don't think so.
I feel like... I don't know. What pissed me off, you know, it was actually your fault, this whole thing. You sat up there and told me that they were supposed to have a Tupac hologram there.
No, I didn't tell you.
No.
I said that was rumored.
I had no idea that that was supposed to happen. Then when I get, you tell me the day before, so I'm all hyped up thinking.
No, I said it was rumored. I didn't say it was real. From what I seen, I got to rewatch it. But from when they, supposedly somebody put, when they zoomed out, supposedly, like, the person standing on the building or some shit like that was Tupac or something. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I didn't.
Sounds like some bullshit. Where'd you get that information?
I forgot, bro. It didn't go nowhere, so.
Yeah, because whoever the fuck said that can kiss my ass. I did get upset because I thought, you know, I was hype. When he started playing the piano, that, I was like, oh my God. And then he gonna stop playing it. And then, what's this whole thing about everybody making this whole big deal about Eminem kneeling? Which, I've seen different reports that he kneeled because of Tupac. He was paying respects to Tupac. I didn't get anything from him. When I watched it, I thought he was just, you know, how Mary J, when she was done with her set, she fell out. I thought he just kneeled down because that was the end of his set. Like, I didn't think.
Honestly, that's what everybody thought until the next day. But somebody came up with this. I don't even think it was real. Like, they were saying, well, the reason he kneeled because the NFL told him no when he asked. First of all, I don't think if Eminem going to do something, he's not going to ask for permission to do it.
Yeah, they probably, like, made a list of things that they couldn't do.
Yeah.
And that was one of them, and he did it anyways. But I don't know. I didn't think nothing of it.
Nobody really made a big deal until the next day.
Yeah, I'll say the next day. That's what I was like. I seen it in the news. I'm like, oh, I did. I wasn't, like, when he did it, I wasn't like, oh my God. And even if he did... Okay, that didn't... Honestly, I thought that whole kneeling thing was, like, a trend a couple years ago, and it's over now, so...
Yeah, because they lost the message behind it anyway.
Yeah.
But speaking of, like, dumb media shit, like, this is actually going to lead into the All-Star Game.
Oh, yeah. But, All-Star Game is in Cleveland this year, because that was the next thing.
Yeah. But there's one thing about media, this kind of jumping in the middle of the All-Star Game, but it's like, It was the 75th anniversary,
mm-hmm.
and they had, like, the 75 greatest players of all time. And,
anyway, sit still.
Long story, I guarantee you nobody hear nothing, bro. But long story short, the Celtics, it was Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen. And they was beefing because Ray Allen left and went and played with Miami when LeBron and them. Went to Miami. So he basically left the Celtics to go to Miami. And
that's a short dude. No, that's Rondo.
No. This is Ray Allen. But anyway, they was beefing because, like, they just left.
LeBron was beefing?
No, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett. So Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce really didn't. Like, they was beefing because he just left and they felt like they could have still went for another championship that year. That he just bounced that year.
And that's the year they got the ring. Oh, he showed up late. Yeah. He showed up late that year, right?
No, he went to a different team.
Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, so they was three of the greatest 75 best of all time, right? So I guess when Ray Allen came out, they showed him dapping up LeBron and Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett right there, and they just looking like looking and like saying like, oh shit, he ignored us. Like,
oh, he did ignore?
That's what the whole play was for almost 24 hours, bro. And then today on Paul Pierce's page, like, they all took a picture backstage with each other before they came out.
Oh, okay.
So it was just like the media's play. It was like they had everybody thinking this for like almost immediately after it happened.
So what did he say when he posted that picture? Like,
basically, it was
it a caption?
It wasn't a caption, though, because it was a bunch of pictures. And then that was like in the middle of like six of the pictures. And it's just oh, shit. So basically, whatever that meme that they made or shit they was trying to go, it really wasn't, because before they announced everybody and everybody came out, they was backstage mingling and shit.
So
I don't know. Just the media's portrayal of shit is just annoying.
My thing is, the media keeps taking these pictures of LeBron with his head tilted down. I think that's kind of messed up, because y'all know that he loved his hair and he not cutting it for whatever reasons.
Basically, we know.
Spiritual reasons, maybe.
When he's at like an event or something, he got his hair. But when he's playing basketball.
No. It ain't even an event no more, because this was an event. He could have got his hair cut.
He was still playing in the game.
Look at him in that workout commercial, that exercise commercial. That shit straight is black, is nice, slicked. But this, his head was tilted a little bit, and it was like, you know, that little bald spot he got in the middle. And then it was even, you could see the grays in there too. I'm like, damn, why they do my nigga like this? I just wish.
Speaking of you, I can't watch a basketball game.
He's a great looking man.
Or a football game without her objectifying every nigga that come across screen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, they was announcing people, and she was just. I'm just saying, that's
LeBron
horrible.
Is a great looking man. Nice teeth. Nice beard. He has a great beard. Great beard. You could go bald. I think he could pull off bald with the beard. I think he could. Not sure what he's holding on to. I do want to try his tequila, though. But what was you saying? Lies. Propaganda. Not true.
I didn't even get a chance to say nothing. But,
I don't know what you were talking about. Talking about I'm objectifying women or something, you said.
Objectifying women? No. The men?
I can't. Speaking of objectifying women, Nick Cannon.
You just wasn't going to let me speak. Huh?
Nick Cannon released a song on Valentine's Day called Alone.
What? Listen. Nick Cannon. Didn't he have like four kids last year?
Called Alone. It's a sample of one of Mariah Carey's songs where he's basically in the song talking about how he wants her back. So
don't play it.
I'm not gonna play it because it's terrible. It is so bad. Like, and I'm not even joking. You know, I had back in the day, you know, when B2K and shit was hot, Nick Cannon used to come out with a little bit, you know, Gigolo and all that stuff, where he was like, oh, okay, you know, I can dig this. But
the only reason Gigolo
this shit,
what's the name of it?
This shit is terrible. It is he's not even rapping, he's singing sorta. And then it's like an auto tune too. I have the lyrics.
Yeah, I don't even want to listen to it with your description.
Yeah, it's so bad. Like, cause I'm like, oh, okay, you know, once I see
it. I didn't even know that was out. Like, luckily, I'm supposed to be reading these before we do it, and I never do. So I'd be in shock.
Okay, so I'm going to read some of the lyrics. I've been trying to keep my distance. I've been lying. I say I'm cool when I know I miss it. I trade it all for the case if I could have you back. If I could go back to where we started at. I know you got a new man, so I'll stay away.
Okay, never mind. I don't want to listen to no more. Because if she got a dude, then why are you doing this?
Not get in the way. I stay alone. Try to play it safe. But these memories I cannot erase.
I'm through because he threw me off. If she got somebody, then you shouldn't have released this song. That's petty.
That's not only petty. You got a bitch pregnant now. And you making a song. About
damn,
you wanting her
you
back.
Got somebody pregnant now?
Yeah, remember some girl that got a divorce from one of the NFL players.
I thought he had damn. That motherfucker constantly popping off.
Listen, so and then my thing is another thing that was kind of a slap in the face about this song, Alone, nigga. Speaking, he got a neighborhood full of kids. Speaking of neighborhood full of kids, Kiki White.
When you told me that, like having I was like, you lying.
Kiki White's having a baby again.
What else is new?
Listen, and she does it. She looks good every time.
I'm still confused on how her insides work.
Listen, who knows?
Because she never.
The one thing she gonna do. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, she never not pregnant.
Yeah.
One thing I think this is the longest. I think, what, was it like a year? Maybe a year and a half?
Well, I don't know. Because, you know, she had that same husband for a while. And they had a bunch of kids.
Right. But she wasn't pregnant before COVID. And all. I'm surprised. Right. I'm surprised she didn't have two during COVID. If she was married.
She might have. Because some of them kids in it. She posted a picture. And it had all her kids in the picture. Some of them kids in the picture was about like 2 years old. So she might have been. And we might have just forgot.
Oh, yeah, because she didn't have that.
But, you know, she had that husband. They had a bunch of kids. Then he left her for somebody else. And then it was like a big thing. It was online and she was crying and shit and shit. Then she got a new man. Now they, I think they on their third baby now. So.
Damn.
Listen, Kiki White ain't got a problem with the shit. One thing she gonna do is pop out them kids. But they're good for her. She got the money to do it. Why not? Shit.
But still, bro.
Why the fuck not?
That's a lot. I was worried about, like, what she feel like. Because she's never not pregnant. Like, how does that feel? Like, it's been, like, what, 12 years? She's always pregnant.
Shit, Michael Jackson's mama did it. You see. But you know what? That was common for back in them type of days. Like, in the 40s and 50s, to have all them kids like that. But, I mean, hey, like I said, she got the money to do it. But I don't know. I just wonder how Nick Cannon's baby moms feel. Unless, like, it's just kind of like an agreement that they have that they're going to have kids together. Or was it actually in a relationship? That's what I don't understand about him having all these kids.
It ain't my problem. It's just weird.
Speaking of niggas with a whole bunch of kids.
Who?
Future. Oh. One of Future's baby moms in her prayer got caught leaving. Drake's they didn't get caught. I don't want to say that. Russell Wilson and Ciara left Drake's Super Bowl party literally the second Future got on stage. Like, literally,
was he on stage or was he pulling up or something?
No, he was on stage because, you know, in the video they were literally getting in the car and you could hear Future in the back on stage talking. So somebody must have told him, like, okay, he about to get on stage. They must have told him like 10 minutes before.
But then again, it's like, you're not about to sit there and kick it while this nigga, you know. Yeah. Even though it's Future, like, Future always got some shit. But it's like, I'm not about to sit there and kick it.
But, you know, and then, like, I was looking at comments and people was like, oh, they're so petty and da da da. I'm like, how? How are they petty? Because they don't want to be in his fucking face. Rather he record. That's like saying, oh, you know, I'm at a club and my baby dad pull up who I know I don't like.
Right. They don't like.
They removing themselves from the situation.
They don't have a good relationship. So why would I sit there while he performing?
Right.
Like,
what they supposed to do? They going to just sit there. Then people going to be recording him sitting there. If they did stay, they would have been recording. Sierra and Russell sitting there while Future performing, not doing nothing. Like, they would have recorded him anyway. So
First of all, you got to be stupid not to be kicking it when a Future song come on. So that would just be awkward anyway.
You don't have to be stupid to not kick it when a Future song come on.
When Future... Okay.
Not all of his songs are that great. They're okay. There are a few that I like.
But if you're at a Super Bowl party, they're going to play the ones that's going to go.
Well, yeah. Of course, he's performing there. But who's going to sit there and watch him perform if they don't like him?
That's the point I'm trying to make.
That's the point I made first.
Shut up. You know what I was... Shut up. Shit.
Look at that. Grump.
I'm not. You tricked me, okay?
I tricked you?
Yeah.
How?
You manipulated me.
Into doing what?
Being grumpy.
Listen, Antoine, I have friends that you don't even have to say anything to them. And you just give them a look. And as soon as we leave, they're like, yeah, Antoine wasn't having that shit.
Yeah,
like,
because I don't be wanting to be bothered. So, yeah.
Grump.
Yes, that's the look.
Like, you're rude. You're a rude, grumpy ass man.
How am I rude? Like, hey, if you come into my house or you want to go somewhere with my wife, I don't got time. Like,
You don't got time for what? None of my friends do anything to where you need to be upset about.
I don't know. Sometimes I'll be giving that look. Like,
he got mad because one of my friends brought their little puppy over.
I didn't get mad.
And Doug is a good dog.
I didn't get mad. I was just like, what the fuck? Like,
no, Doug is a good dog.
I wasn't expecting to come home to a dog.
He's little as hell. Doug can fit in a purse.
No, it ain't.
Well, a big purse.
It's bigger than Oreo.
No, they're about the same size.
That motherfucker's bigger than Oreo.
But listen, I bet you Doug is way more well behaved than Oreo.
I don't know.
Doug is a very good dog.
Oreo cool.
Doug was ignoring the kids.
Oreo cool because he old now. Oreo like that. Oreo almost fucking took Jordan's hand off.
Would never.
No, but he was eating. And she kind of like put her shit in. It's like, bro.
Let me tell you, Doug, my friend told me that her dog do not like kids. And I was just like, oh.
Because he's old. You know.
But this dog literally does not fucking like kids. Like when he came over our house, you know, the kids, oh. He literally was turning away from the kids like, ugh, get away from me. Like they would turn to his face and he would turn the other way. It was like, ugh. And then my friend sat down on the couch. The dog went and sat directly in front of her and was looking her dead in the eye and did not move, like, when the fuck are we leaving? And then when it was time for him to go, the dog was skipping and shit, leaving out the house. Like, he was so ready to go. That was so funny. But anyways, I guess we can wrap up the media section unless you got something else to add into.
Ain't not really been going on.
Yeah, not really.
Kind of slow media week. And I'm not talking about Kanye, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I guess we can go ahead and wrap this segment up and move on to.
To what?
To Baywatch.
What we want to do, Baywatch. I don't know. It's a little bit about Kanye, though. They are. The Kardashians.
What is going on? What did he release his CD on? So you have to buy a MP3 player or something?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
They say he released his album on...
His album ain't came out yet.
He released it on some sort of electronic device that people have to buy. And he made like $2.4 million in 24 hours or something like that.
Bro, I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe, I don't you know if I missed out.
I might be saying the wrong thing, but I... Pretty sure I've seen it a bunch of times today where he released his album on some sort of electric device and you have to buy the electric device, which is like,
you know, everything is an electric device.
But I don't know. I have to show you. But okay, let's go ahead and move on to Baywatch.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you were talking about.
Hey guys, did you know that most leading nail polish brands include more than 10 animal-derived ingredients or pigments? Luckily, our friends over at Blissful Glow Nail Polish are completely free of those ingredients and still provide that same great color and shine for your nails. Their handcrafted formula is not only vegan and cruelty-free, but they offer over 30 products of pure, clean perfection. Nail polish, cuticle oils, and for a limited time, try out their new lip line. So head over to blissful-glow.com and use code NOFILTER1 and save 25% off your purchase of $15 or more. That's Blissful, BLISSFUL-glow.com and use code NOFILTER1 for 25% off your order. Go shop today and tell them we sent you.
Okay, guys, we're back and it's time to start our Baywatch segment. For you new listeners out there, Baywatch is because we're bays and the things that we watch again. All right, anyways.
No, that wasn't funny.
You didn't get that?
I got it, but that wasn't funny, though. Like, you say, what was funny about that?
I honestly think that was pretty funny.
All right, anyway.
Will you come up with a better joke?
No. Why?
You, come on. Come up with a better joke.
No.
Exactly what I thought.
I'm not a funny guy. I'm not trying to be funny.
Mm. Anyways, See, Grump.
See
how mean he is? I was just trying to, you know, lighten the mood. And then here you go, shoot me down with your grumpyism.
You're manipulating me again.
I'm not manipulating you. You being grumpy.
No,
I'm
not.
Anyways. So, things that I've been watching. Euphoria.
Bro, that shit wild. And like, I only seen like two or three episodes. When you watched it, you didn't watch two seasons. Listen, I'm not fucking with that.
Actually, the second season was kind of short. It was only, I think, five episodes.
I think it goes,
or six.
I think you caught it in the middle. I think it's
No, because honestly, when I was still watching, I didn't even know I was on season two. I thought it was still season one. So, no, I didn't catch it unless, what, do it come on again next week?
I don't know. I won't watch it.
Well, I'll wait and see.
That don't seem right. Only five episodes. It got to at least be six, eight, or ten.
Oh, so it might have been six, because it's six episodes. I don't know. Euphoria, which is pretty good. If you look for something to watch, it does get a little dark. I had to take a couple breaks, but it is so.
Yeah, you can only see a motherfucker good. Do drugs and cheat on motherfuckers so many times.
Well, no, this season.
I don't know.
God. I was stressed a little bit on the second season. Like, she really was doing some crackhead shit, for real.
Doug, she
no.
was a crackhead.
No, she's not a crackhead. She didn't do crack. She was actually doing, like, opiates. It's called opiates. Opioids.
That's worse. So, basically,
pills.
Basically, heroin addict.
I don't know if she did heroin, but basically, I know she did a lot of pills.
Basically, most of the opioids is equivalent to heroin, bro.
Okay. So, and then she did like the ultimate. Well, I don't want to talk too much about it.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
She was doing some crackhead shit. Like, if she don't win an award for this, I'm gonna be pissed. Because this one episode, she somehow finagled somebody into giving her a whole suitcase full of drugs, right?
First of all, you said finagled.
Seriously, because who in their right mind would give her, knowing her, like everybody in the show knows her history. But anyway, she got a suitcase full of drugs, and her mom and her girlfriend flushed it down the toilet. Nigga, she went in, like busted the whole door down, and I'm not playing. Like, she kicked the door, and I don't know if this was a real door.
It wasn't a real door. I can guarantee you it wasn't a real door.
I don't know. Because if it was, she probably would have been bleeding. Her mom was holding the door. She was like, what'd you do with the drugs? What'd you... Kicking the door. Then she like was pushing it. And then the whole door just like... That was like... I was like clutching my pearls on that part. For real, it looked so real. And then it just like... It goes to show kind of like how... When you're a drug addict, it's like you say anything. Like, she was saying, like, some low-down shit to her mom. And because she wanted drugs, so she was like, you know what? You're a bad mom. And, you know, she was saying all that shit. But that was a good one. A more lighter thing to watch. I'm not sure if this is considered anime. But She-Ra, it's kind of like Steven Universe.
It's not anime, no. It's, basically, I think I did a spinoff of He-Man. Like,
yeah, it looks like Steven Universe. That's what it reminds me of.
Well, they bought like two different ones back because they did the same thing with He-Man too. Like they brought it back for like nostalgia purposes, but then they also brought a different version back for like the newer generation a little bit.
So, that his daughter or something, or just a female version?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Because I don't even know what He-Man is.
That's a show. I thought it was a toy. Like in the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this show's really good. If you were into Steven Universe, or if you ever watched Steven Universe, She-Ra, and Steven Universe is really good too. If you into like cartoons and stuff, Steven Universe is so good. She-Ra is really good too so far. I watched it when I was pressing London's hair, and we watched pretty much, I think we watched about four or five episodes. It was really good.
Yeah.
That's,
I haven't really been watching nothing on my own.
Mm.
Like, every now and then I catch. I'm not watching it in order. Like, The Righteous Gemstones is just a hilarious little show. It's based off of, I think I went over it before, but basically it's like a spoof of like Evangelicus. Like, it's like a mega church family. Like, it's a spoof off of that. It's fucking.
Oh, that's funny. The one with the dad from Roseanne?
Yeah, it's funny as hell.
Yeah. But, from a little bit I've seen it.
I watch that every now, because like is going on week by week, and I don't like what you appointment TV. So I let a couple episodes go by, and then I just watch them. And then on Netflix, Space Force season 2, that was pretty. It's like The Office, because the dude from The Office, Steven Carell, is like the general that runs the Space Force, which is funny. And then just the last show that I watch on my own that you don't watch that you need to watch is Power Book 5, Force, with Tommy.
What do you mean, which I don't watch? I watched the first episode.
You didn't finish watching the whole episode.
Yes, I did.
What happened at the end of the first episode, bro?
The guy who got out of jail got a barbershop, and then somebody came in there looking for him.
Oh, yeah, you did see the cop that came in at the end of that
one. Yeah. Okay. I remember.
But then you gotta watch the second one and then the third one.
Oh, I didn't. For some reason, I feel like that was last Sunday. I don't know. But okay. Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to watch that. That's something we could watch. We've been watching together.
Yeah, because honestly, that's real good. Because it take even like only 3 episodes, it like take little twists and they'd be like, oh shit, that happened way sooner than I thought it should happen. Yeah. But it's good.
Yeah, I like it so far, the first episode I've seen. Also, we've been watching Abbott Elementary together, which we mentioned last.
That show is fucking
Last episode, yeah, that shit is funny. If you haven't watched, it's on Hulu, right?
No, it's on ABC, but it come on Hulu like the next day. That's how we are. We don't even know what time it come on. We just seen them. It's like on episode 7 or 8. So when they come on Hulu, we just check and we just watch it.
And if you're into like The Office or the like Parks and Recreations, like those shows that look like reality shows but they're actually sitcoms, this is one of those shows, and it is so fucking funny.
And then like the principal, like I really like don't like the principal for real. So like if I seen her in real life, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
Yes, like, she's so mean to the main character. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, and then she's so corrupt that she don't even hide it. Like, she just looked like what the fuck did you expect? I was gonna spend this on books. No, I'm going getting an outfit or I'm buying new furniture. Like she's supposed to get books or some shit. She brought new furniture for her house.
Yeah, she's funny. So things to come, Bel Air. Well, it's already here, but we have to watch it. Bel Air is something I want to watch. Anything that you want to watch that's out now?
No, I want to watch that too.
But I heard Bel Air is really good.
Like, I'm cheap. So basically, I'm not about to pay another subscription for another 3 months.
Hey, Raven got a subscription. Let's see what's up with her.
Oh, she do?
Yeah, she was telling me she watched it. She asked us, did we watch it yet? So we about to...
Shit, all the damn passwords she got to buy.
I know, that's what I said. We about to see what's up with that.
Hell yeah. She got all my goddamn passwords. You can give me that. Because like I was about to say, I was just going to wait for it to come out and then get it for a month and then cancel it.
No, we ain't doing that. We can just see what's up with that.
Yeah, so I know she listens, so you better just cough them passwords.
As soon as you hear this, just send us the password. No.
Basically, email password. But.
So, the cast of Martin is set to reunite for the 30th anniversary
special. Who's that other nigga on the couch?
I think he's like the director or something. Okay. It's going to be hosted by Afion Crockett. They were supposed to film the special yesterday. I think that's when they posted the picture, so yeah. It's supposed to be a surprise guest appearance. I think it's going to be Shanae.
No, I think it's going to be like somebody. Like, I don't think it's going to be a character.
Either Bro-Man or Shanae. It's going to be a character that Martin dressed up. Because they said it's going to be a surprise guest appearance. It's got to be Shanae.
A surprise guest appearance.
Yeah.
No, who it can't just be one, bro.
It says... There will be a there's supposed to be a surprise. I read this on Hollywood Unlocked. So I think it's gonna be Shanae. Either Shanae or Bruh Man gonna like show up on the set, come through the window. That's what's gonna happen. He gonna come through the fucking window on the set.
I think that's something that should just happen anyway. Like you shouldn't even announce that. So I think it's gonna be just another guest.
It's gonna be him. It's gonna be Bruh Man or one of the characters that Martin plays.
But you can't just do one of the characters, bro. He's gonna have to do more than one character.
Shanae was the funniest.
What's the name? Jerome was funny as fuck.
No, Shanae was funny. Bro, Shanae was like, don't you have a home? Oh no, she said, don't you have a man?
No, Jerome was funny as fuck too, though.
I think Shanae was funny. The hairstyles, the nails. And you know what? Sometimes I used to be like, you know what? Shanae's outfit is kind of cute. Actually, her nails is kind of cute, so.
But then also, if you have Bro Man, then you got to have Hustle Man, too. He was funny as fuck. Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
That motherfucker was funny as fuck. He used to try to sell anything, like just dumb shit.
Yeah. I think that's who it's going to be. I think it's going to be Shanae or Bro Man. Or one of the characters. Hopefully Shanae. The Proud Family is coming in 2 days. I already told y'all, I'm not watching it with the kids. The kids going to be at school. That shit. What day is that? What's today? Monday? Shit, it come out on Wednesday. I got to work that day.
I don't know. That was an ugly laugh. I don't know why I laughed like that.
You know what? I might bring my headphones to work.
No, bro.
I don't want to watch it with them. And then you're going to be complaining if I try and watch it at night, so.
Yeah, I'm not watching that at night. You got all day to watch that, bro.
Maybe, okay, I'll probably watch it on Thursday then. Because I'm not. Just like I went to go see The Lion King when the live action came out. I went to go see that by myself first. And then nice. I would take the kids.
You wild for that.
Why? That's a part of my childhood. Why would I?
That's like me going to see Spider-Man and the Avengers movies.
Why wouldn't you? I would.
Why? First of all, I'm not paying twice to see the same movie.
Listen, all you got to do is go in the morning. Like, I used to go to the one in the Lion King movie. I went in the morning. It was $5. 8:30 a.m. right after I took them to school. 9 a.m. right after I took them to school. What part don't you
understand? I'm not about to pay after twice to go to the same movie.
Then you take your husband with you. He pay for the kids. And then you pay for one kid and pay for yourself. And then that's how I go. All right, next thing. I'm just joking.
No, you dead ass. Like,
so, you know the Kardashians are going to be on Disney Plus now.
No, the fuck they're not.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. It was a trailer out. I didn't watch it.
No, you mean on Hulu. They probably got it on Hulu because you know Hulu own most of Disney and shit. They're probably not on Disney Plus because they got the Hulu deal.
They're going to be on Disney Plus.
They're not playing the Kardashians on Disney Plus.
Yes, they are.
They're not. It's on Hulu.
And here we thought that they finally fucked off.
No, because they got the Hulu deal. And now,
bro.
Because as soon as they announced
look
they,
it up.
As soon as they said they was done from E, like not a couple months later,
they tried to make it like they was fucking off and retiring. And we're done in the last season. And
then Hulu make it like it's going to be relevant. So like the shit that's going on now, it's like a week or two behind of what's going on right now. That's why I don't believe none of this shit. Like,
bro.
They probably announced that.
In why is Hulu's The Kardashian series on Disney Plus? It's on Disney Plus. The Kardashians are coming to Disney Plus. Like, they're going to be on there.
Bro, that's. Come on, Disney. Y'all can do better than that.
Listen, Disney don't give a fit-nuck, okay?
Oh, my God. I still don't believe it. Like, I'll have to look that up when I.
It's a trailer. I didn't see it. But maybe that's you can look it up on.
That's the Hulu. They've been on Hulu for a
with
minute.
With that song, that Nina Simone song.
No, no, they've been on Hulu for a minute. Because when they got that, like, as soon as they announced the last show on E, right after that, the Hulu show came out. I'm like, what the fuck?
They're going to be on Disney Plus, though. So we'll see. Let's look it up when we get down here.
I'm telling you.
Miss Cleo has a documentary coming out. Remember her?
Why?
Because, so you know. Remember, we see commercials every 5 minutes. Now, some of y'all don't know who Miss Cleo is. Maybe some of them people, them kids at your job, how old is they? In their early 20s, y'all might not know who Miss Cleo is.
Not really. It's like 25, 26.
They may.
But then it's a few people that are older, too, that probably know. But anyway.
So, Miss Cleo was
a psychic. Wink,
a
wink.
Psychic. A Jamaican psychic.
That wasn't even Jamaican.
She was a Jamaican psychic that she actually made millions of dollars doing what she was doing.
And it was back when like you couldn't even lie on Instagram or some shit to have somebody like subscribe to you.
Yeah.
She had commercials and shit and people would call.
Every five. It was like during the Ricky Lake and all the judge shows and between every it was call me now and you're free reading and so, she basically made a lot of money off that, but then somehow, I think the documentary is going to talk about how, basically, her demise.
Yeah, because, like, somebody, I don't forgot how it came out, like, she wasn't even Jamaican.
Yeah, she's not Jamaican, she was from New York or something like that. But she made a lot of money, and I think she died recently, like in 2016. I think she had cancer or something like that. So, I think I might watch that.
I'm not.
Just to see what happened.
Oh, they also got the, I don't know why all this old shit coming out. The Hulu got to show the, Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
Oh, it's already there. Yeah, Brittany was telling me about that. She said it was a good show.
Yeah, supposedly said that's a good show. And then, like, on E or some shit, they got, like, the people coming forward. Somebody might have released, like, who released a sex tape.
Oh, and you know what else, too? I want to watch that Playboy show. Yeah. Secrets of Playboy. I heard that shit was good. And the Janet Jackson documentary.
Yeah, but the Secrets of Playboy, like, a lot of that shit, we knew about all of that shit because a lot of the old motherfuckers in like the 50s and 60s and shit,
yeah, all those
documentaries, and then in the 90s and the 80s, like pieces of little shit of the Playboy happened.
I mean, I knew there was some weird shit up in there because just the way everything was set
up. But it was always little pieces, and everybody just came up in such and such a documentary. Some shit went down in the Playboy Mansion, and this other documentary. Shit went down in the play. Like, it always. Why are you doing that?
Because you're moving.
I'm moving my hands. It ain't like I'm touching the tape. You know what?
This microphone picks up everything.
I don't want you to, you know, dilute my personality.
Anyways.
Defamation of my personality.
Another series finale. One that we all love. Arthur is coming to an end, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Today was the last episode.
First of all.
Actually, I'm going to go look that up because I wanted to watch that. Today was the final episode.
I got a bone to pick with that show anyway.
25 seasons, 249 episodes. First episode aired on October 7, 1996.
When did they show
26 years.
When did they show new episodes? I remember when I was young, I used to watch it. It'd be the same fucking episode.
Hell yeah. I was just going to say, I didn't even know it was still on because I remember it being the same ones. But, you know, we haven't watched it in so long. It might be some new ones.
It is. I think some of the voices kind of changed from what I heard a little bit. But I'm talking about it ain't been that many seasons. It ain't been 25 seasons because when we was little watching it, it was the same fucking episodes all the time.
Well, you don't know how many episodes is in it. But, you know, we might have just been watching the same season. We don't know how many episodes was in the season.
But how? It used to be every day. And then they would replay it again. It's like, nigga, we just seen this episode 2 months ago.
I mean, I don't know. I do remember it being the same. The replays over and over again.
And then, like, every day there'd be new episodes every now and then. But then they still play the old ones. I'm like, what the fuck?
But
it
I
was
guess
the shit, though. I'm just saying, like, it just don't seem like it was that many episodes because it was a lot of the same episodes over and over again.
Yeah. I mean, but they probably made new ones years later after we'd been stopped watching it. But I know they did do the one that it was a big thing where Mr. Ratburn got married and he was gay. That one was a few years ago. And then, the last episode was they were basically going to be, like, in the future when they got older type thing. So. Yeah. I think I'm going to try and look for that and see what it was about. But the show's still going to play. They still going to run the show. It's just no more new episodes. So today was the last episode.
Basically what they did when we was kids.
Pretty much. Anything else you want to add to Baywatch?
No, it ain't been nothing on. Like, it just seemed weird.
Yeah. I mean, that's good, though. If ain't nothing on, that means I can catch up on stuff that I've been meaning to watch.
I ain't even been watching no new anime. Because, like, Demon Slayer and Attack on Titan came out, but they not dubbed yet. So I'm not reading the subtitles.
Did you have a discussion letter? I don't think we're going to do a discussion letter this week.
No, it ain't.
I can't find nothing.
Right. And then I don't remember that video I was telling you about, but I don't remember it, so I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. No filter THEE podcast at gmail.com. That's no filter THEE podcast at gmail.com. You guys can write us if you want to write us about a situation you're dealing with or whatever. Shady friend, shady man, shady bitch, shady whatever. We can read it out. If you don't want us to say a name, we won't. We'll just, you know, read it and discuss it. Anything else you want to add before we get up out of here?
No. I mean, that shit.
All right. Oh, also, if you want to be a guest on our podcast, same email, nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com or nofilterpod on Instagram. You can inbox us and, you know, we can discuss and do some things, you know. But, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening this week. And we will see you guys next time. Peace out.
Peace.
Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast, too, if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.